news and great conversation. A Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. After a declaration of martial law, South Korea's president now faces calls to resign. ABC's Juhi Cho with more from Seoul.
Already he's deeply unpopular. There are dozens of attempts to impeach him and his close aides, which the president refused in accordance to the Constitution. But this is just the beginning. We will likely see strong steps to drag him down from power. All this, ironically, triggered by himself.
And President-elect Trump's choice for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth facing more scrutiny on Capitol Hill. Some Republican senators tell ABC News they are not inclined to vote in favor of his confirmation. More snow for parts of the Great Lakes, where they are still digging out from an earlier storm. Cold temperatures and ice across some southern states. Deliberations resume today in New York City, where a former Marine is accused of putting a fellow passenger in a chokehold on the subway. That passenger died. Daniel Penny facing manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide charges. This is ABC News. Federal authorities looking into mysterious drones flying over central New Jersey. Details from ABC News senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky.
The FBI is now investigating multiple sightings of swarms of drones hovering menacingly overhead night after night for the last several weeks. The drones have been described as larger than what a hobbyist might fly. Some of the drones have been spotted close to a military installation and President-elect Trump's Bedminster Golf Club, where he frequently stays. The FAA says at the request of federal security partners, it is prohibiting drone flights over Picatinny Arsenal Military Base and Trump's golf course.
Officials say there's no immediate danger to the public. Hamas and Fatah are reportedly nearing an agreement on who will oversee Gaza after the war. Palestinian officials say an independent committee would administer the strip, effectively ending Hamas's rule there. Israel has ruled out any post-war Gaza for either Hamas or Fatah. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Short turnaround. The Bucks host the Atlanta Hawks tonight. The Bucks coming off a 127-107 win over the Pistons last night in Detroit. Head coach Doc Rivers on their seventh win in a row.
The more we attack the paint, the more open shots we're going to get. Detroit is a help basketball team like every team is, and our guys just found the open man.
College Hoops, number 5th-ranked Marquette is at Iowa State tonight. On Saturday, they'll host Wisconsin. The Badgers losing to Michigan, 67-64, their first loss of the season. Head coach Greg Gard.
Credit to Michigan. They banked on us not being able to bang in some threes and did a good job of gumming up the paint and made it hard in terms of that regard, and we're able to get enough offense going to get past.
NFL, the Packers' Matt LaFleur asked if Jaire Alexander will be able to play Thursday night against the Lions despite his knee injury.
We'll see. I mean, I have no idea. I'm not a doctor.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. When I saw Wicked last weekend at my local theater, I was surprised the crowd wasn't more into it. On the other hand, some theaters are taking issue with moviegoers singing along. Stars Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande weighed in, saying audiences should do whatever they feel. Moana's 2, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, also says it's okay to sing along. So to those who heckled me last weekend in the middle of my performance during the film, I say take that. And seriously, clapping is good, but let's leave the singing to the professionals. If you're a fan of Yellowstone, there's a pretty good bet one of your favorite characters has been killed off in recent episodes. I will hold off on the most recent killings for spoiler purposes, but the killing spree started with Kevin Costner's character John Dutton, who was found dead in the first episode of the second half of season 5. If you're a fan of the show, you better start watching while there's still a cast. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy and very windy today with off and on light snow possible, especially by early this afternoon. We'll get into the low 30s by midday, but then quickly drop into the low 20s by late afternoon. Tonight, cold, windy, 12. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Jane Mattner and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, will prices of things we eat be going up? We talk to Darren Von Ruden coming up tomorrow at 11:06. We'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Look at us, the men in black again, Todd. Is that weird that two guys dressed exactly the same on a regular
look at Todd
too? Yeah.
Well, mine's blue. I've got a blue.
All right.
We're the men in black here. All right. Yeah.
Black and blue.
But at least if you're going to be similar,
yeah,
it's not our melon.
It's not our melon colors. What was the other color you said it was?
Salmon.
Is that the same as magenta?
I haven't worn that shirt since. So
you know what's funny? It's funny how you listen. Little weird things stick in your mind. I was driving through Chicago one time. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And I had on this guy was legendary, Chet Kopic. He was the first or one of the very first sports talk. Nighttime sports talk guys in the country.
Mm.
WLS.
No, I remember that station. Yeah, it is.
And it's funny, just a little thing. And he comes in there, and his partner, like us, goes, Chet, I know you want to talk about the big bull game. Yeah, how about the Bulls knocking off the Pistons last night? Great win for Chicago. One of those things. The guy goes, we're going to get to that. Can I ask you one question first? Absolutely. You talk about Ditka with the no. He goes, yeah, what is it? He goes, okay, the sweater you're wearing.
That's awesome.
What the hell color is that? I've never seen that color. He goes, oh, I was hoping nobody would mention that. He goes, my wife says it's mauve. He goes,
wow.
What the hell is a mauve? So I've never wanted to wear anything mauve.
Yeah.
So when you made fun of us that one day for the color of our shirts,
yeah,
I was thinking, oh, my God, yeah. I know how Chet Kopic felt like.
Do you know what's really funny? Like, you and I have this conversation every once in a while, Mino, about they call them in radio pukers.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Hi, good morning, everybody.
Yeah.
6 o'clock here in downtown Green Bay.
Like, part of their enunciation actually goes away. Yeah. But the thing is, in the old days, it was really, like, I like the old school pukers, like the guy you were just talking about.
Yeah, Chet Kopic, yeah.
And even, like, Harry Carey was a little
puker, yeah, yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Right. That's pretty close to Harry Carey.
Yeah, they
do talk the same. Yeah.
But so I really like
fun to
that.
Listen to.
But when people do it today, it's like,
oh, come on. Yeah. Yeah. Well, the funny part is when you talk to them in normal life. You know what I mean?
Right.
Hi, good morning, everybody. A little chilly out there this morning. What's going on? We got some Grand Funk Railroad coming your way. We're an American band. Yeah. And then you might. Hey, how are you?
Can I get a cup of coffee?
Nice
over
to see you. Margie. It's a little chilly in the studio, but you know those types, Todd. We dealt with them all the time.
You bet.
All the time. I'll tell you what. I was with that young man who has as much natural talent as anybody his age I've ever met. And that was our
Bex,
last night. Bex was awesome. We went over to the Boys and Girls Club. I had never been to the one in University. Is that ever nice?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Super nice. And did you go into the video room? I mean, where they do.
Yeah, that's where we did the thing.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's where we shot our.
And that's relatively new, but That club has been there for some time.
The basketball court's phenomenal.
Yeah. I was just gonna say. And they that's very well utilized, but that's a great program there. Did you help the kids with their homework, and then they have dinner, and then they play basketball?
You think they asked me to help the kids with their homework, Jim? Do you think that? Well,
in fact, they probably ask you, hey, Mr. Mino, please don't.
Just jump. Leave these kids alone. Yeah. They're doing their homework. What subject? Let me tell you about when I was in school.
No, but that's a good program, the Boys and Girls Club, $5 a year. It's just
unbelievable.
It's great. And that equipment in there, whatever.
They had three cameras.
Yeah. Yeah, they had. Everything's nice there. I mean, that video room is very cool to make your own videos, yeah. Podcasts and all that. But they have a lot of other things there, too. And it used to just be, play pool.
Yeah, I know,
and
right?
And now it's unbelievable what you can do there. So yeah,
pool and ping pong, I remember at the old building.
It's still there. Activities. I think you can still do that.
Yeah.
But, that is a great place. And we have one on the west side. They have very successful
in Menasha. Yeah, I've been to the west side a bunch of times.
They have them throughout. It's a strong program here in Northeast Wisconsin.
It really is. It really is. It was just impressive.
So how was that kid?
He was awesome. He did a podcast. He taped a podcast with A.J. Dillon before he and I did one. And just asked great questions. But you know what the funny part is? He's got a little bit of me in him in regards to this. Like he did, A.J. asked him about his favorite game or whatever. And Bex goes, I would have thought you would have talked about the Seattle game and so and so when you had 127 yards by halftime. And then and AJ goes, Yeah. He said, I'll tell you why, though. I said, you're right about that. But that was during the COVID. There was like nobody in the stadium. And he says, there's a big difference between what you remember at Lambeau Field.
Wow.
And AJ's like, it's nice you remember that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
He just brought that out of the blue. What about the game against Seattle, December of 2000, when you had 100? Yeah. And it's like, whoa.
So I'm hearing show prep, and I'm hearing he's like you, and I'm not making the connection.
That is a good point.
I feel bad.
That is a good point.
If his parents are listening right now, they're like, oh, my God, we've got a small John Mino.
Yeah, I know. Good or bad. There'd be one of those panicky looks at each other like, God. Oh, no.
What do we do?
Oh, boy. Okay. Yeah. No, he was great. They did a podcast with me and an interview and everything just about how to be a sportscaster, with the
great,
the typical kind of things.
Love that.
So it was great.
Kid's an eighth grader? What is he?
No.
Bex?
No. What is he, 12, 11?
No. Yeah.
Something like that.
10, 11.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm going to assume, right there. With the.
Good for him.
Yeah. I want to get back in here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got to.
But it was just, he just handles himself so professionally. It's really cool.
Yeah.
So. And it's neat that kids these days get an opportunity to do things that.
Absolutely. Especially the Boys and Girls Club. Yeah. To offer those opportunities. And they have a lot of great programs. I haven't been there in a while. But,
and again, God bless the ping pong and the pool. But you know what? They're really preparing kids for
this whole world that
we're in now.
And the fact that, there are kids who love to play basketball. I wasn't one of them. But you can't go there and just do that. There's a process, right?
Yeah.
You got to get your homework. And that's just the way it should be.
It's awesome.
And it works. And those kids who are there are great. Donald Driver had quite a connection to the Boys and Girls Club.
They all grew up with it. AJ talked about it. I'll tell you what. I want to get AJ back on here again soon. Just talking about his life in general. His mom was his sixth grade teacher. Mm-hmm. And she'd do that. And then she'd go and waitress at a place. Mm-hmm. And then waitress at another place. She worked three jobs.
Yeah.
In one day. Three jobs. I mean, think about that.
That's incredible.
Incredible.
She would take those kids to the Children's Museum in Boston.
Exactly. And, big into things like that.
You're right. That's a good point. That's why they appreciate it. But
New Haven, Connecticut.
Those in New Haven?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And but he just talked about how he told his mom, he said, because he, what did he do? I forget how it was. How do you get a college scholarship. I don't know if you looked it up online. Maybe they had the computers when he was a kid or something. But he wrote everything down, on what you need to do to get a college scholarship. And he said, my goal in life, you get two goals in life. One was to play for the New York Yankees. And the other was to play for, to get a college scholarship to play football. So his mom wouldn't have to pay. And he wanted to do it so his sister wouldn't have to pay. So he not only got the free scholarship, an athletic scholarship, he earned it, but then he paid for his sister's college tuition to pay his mom back for everything she did.
Oh.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. And I think that's cool when these guys do strike it rich that very, very often they buy their mother a significant gift,
you know,
house, car.
Yeah.
I mean, and I because they saw the sacrifice these mothers made. It's and any mother, it's just it's I don't know how they do it. I don't.
But you
I
know,
just,
I'd like you know, you get some of these young people in the NFL right now who cause so many problems. I mean, this Addison, this great wide receiver for the Minnesota Vikings. Okay, last year he was clocked at doing 140 miles an hour. Okay, got off, didn't even give him a reckless driving thing. They just gave him a speeding ticket, you know, because he's okay. Wow. Then when was it? This summer. They found him asleep at the wheel of his car right outside, like, the Minneapolis airport or something. Drunk, whatever, whatever. Oh. No, anything. Just keeps, you know, and then you got somebody like an A.J. Dillon who does it all right.
Right.
He does it for the right reasons, yeah. The right whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
There are too few A.J. Dillons in the world. Because I'll tell you what, those guys, I don't know if you can, you know, they used to say the locker room was one of the best microcosms of how, you know, an environment
oh, yeah.
goes. You got to have your leaders, but your leaders better be really good players because there's such a law of the jungle where it's like, wait a minute, I'm starting and you're not, you're whatever. Who are you to tell me?
Right.
That's the attitude of the new guys. It used to be like with the Packer locker room years ago, okay? You know, you'd walk in and you'd have the Willie Davises of the world who are the leaders. And even if they were older or something, you had that respect for them.
Yeah.
And I've had people tell me, for whatever reason, a lot of these young guys coming into pro sports just don't respect. And even these older players, these leaders, it's not even they get, you know, disappointed or mad or whatever because they don't respect them. But then they don't respect the game. And it's like all these other people, you're here because of thousands of other guys who played for little money are basically, you know, they're damaged for life physically, but they did it for the good of the game.
Yeah.
And these new guys don't respect the game, don't respect the position they're in, don't respect the fact that they've been blessed one way or another to be where they are.
Yeah.
And that's what is so fracturing in NFL, in pro sports locker rooms across the country these days, is these young people don't respect the game. And A.J. Dillon is such old school. He respects and appreciates where he is and the game itself.
They grew up in two different worlds, too, though. I mean, I'm not defending anybody, but, you know, these kids sometimes are treated like in college or even high school.
Starts in high school. Starts in junior high.
And A.J. Dillon had to fight just to get into college.
Exactly.
You know, he didn't get that
exactly.
coddling or whatever the word is.
No.
But there are a lot of good people in the NFL. But, boy, they're not all.
Yeah.
You harken back to the old days, it's like, you know, they didn't make any money, and
but the thing is,
they love the game. But some of these guys today, too, I want to.
Well, even that guy for Pickens for Pittsburgh, even Mike Tomlin, who I respect all. I think Mike Tomlin is phenomenal.
Yeah.
No nonsense, no whatever, ever, you know. And that pick, he got two personal foul penalties again for taunting and everything the other day. And he said, finally, you know, the guy's got to grow up, just got to grow up. But years ago, and again, I know I'm older, old school. The guys in the locker room would have taken care of that. Mm. They would have taken care of it. I remember one time, I won't say any names, but I remember a Packer player. He's a rookie. And the Packers played out in Los Angeles, which was this guy's hometown. Okay? This kid was a rookie. Got a chance to play, made a few plays, and really, like, overly celebrated. He's playing in his hometown, first time in the NFL. And he's really, you know, really, and they lost the game. And on that, they said on that plane ride, the veterans almost made him cry about him being a showboat and this and that. And, did mommy see you jump? I mean, literally almost made him cry. You don't have that anymore.
Well, your job's to win the game. And there's people, and the media makes a big deal out of it too, playing back in their hometown.
Yeah.
And, you know,
no question.
It's all this celebrity status instead of just, you know.
Yeah. We get to set a quick break.
Oh, the team.
Mind of the Mary, back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
No matter how you say it, Berenson's Candies in Green Bay has been synonymous with Christmas tradition since 1925. That means a trip to Green Bay without Berenson's Candies could get you in a lot of trouble. Stock up on your favorites like Meltaways, Pecan Turtles, and Angel Food. When buying your candy this year, you better make it Berenson's. The Berenson's family wishes you a Merry Christmas season. Berenson's Candies, 200 North Broadway in Green Bay. The chocolate people dream of, no matter how you say it.
Hi, I'm Michael Friedman, CEO of Simple Life Hospitality. Let us take the hassle out of vacation rental property management. We'll maximize your earnings and handle every detail from cleaning to maintenance and repairs. For guests, enjoy a stay that feels like home with hand-selected properties, personal touches like local recommendations, and extras like concierge service that will make your trip unforgettable. Whether you're a homeowner or a traveler, experience the Simple Life. Visit SimpleLifeRentals.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As Democrats pick up the pieces from their loss to Donald Trump, one of the first major decisions the party will be making is to select the new chair of the Democratic National Committee. The race for that role now has a major Wisconsin connection. Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, is now officially running for DNC chair. One Democratic source I talked to characterized Wickler as a Goldilocks candidate for the role. He's liked by both centrists and progressives, big-dollar donors and grassroots organizers, and knows how important state parties around the country can be in a second Trump term. So, could he be just right for the role? The vote for DNC chair is scheduled for February 1st. A lot can happen between now and then. But whether or not Wickler wins in his bid for the role, it will certainly be a story to watch for Democratic politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. From De Pere to Suamico, 97.9 WGBW.
Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now?
Hey, welcome back! My name is Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. It is cold out, folks. 27 in Green Bay, 29 in Appleton, 28 in Oshkosh. Hang on, just
you okay?
Yeah, no, he's going to go check the wind.
All right, let me pull up the wind from here.
Wow! Wind coming out of the northwest at 14 miles an hour.
It's going to pick up.
It's 13, but it's out of the southwest.
You're right.
Isn't that interesting? Right. Ding the bell on that. John, you're wrong?
Chief Meteorologist John Mino.
John's like, well, I'm not wrong, but you're right.
I got the speed right.
Yeah, you did. Right on.
But did you see that later today?
No.
40, 45 mile an hour winds?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's,
the snow was starting to come down this morning when I was driving in, too, and blowing across.
Yes, that's
very, very serious.
Folks, if you're bringing your kids out to school, to the bus stop, whatever. It is. There's got to be a wind chill today. I bet the wind chill is 11.
Feels like 16.
It feels a lot colder. I will say this, though. This stretch right here, I think, is the coldest stretch in Green Bay.
Because it really blows down this way, doesn't it?
There is such a difference. When I'd walk in colder days, there is such a difference walking down Washington versus if you're going east and west. Mm-hmm. Huge difference.
Maybe there's less sun here. Is that part
something?
Of it?
Yeah. I don't know. Something. Today is National Cookie Day, which is cool. National Cookie.
Well, those cookies we had yesterday were awesome.
Yeah, I mean those are just gas station cookies.
I know, but they were they were chewy,
soft. Oh, yeah. I like it when they're soft, but they're kind of crispy on the bottom, so you kind of get a crisp bite. But
exactly what Mom used to make, and when you come home and have chocolate chip cookies, and
those were good.
It was a butterscotch.
It was butterscotch.
Yeah. Oh yeah, butterscotch. I didn't know there was butterscotch.
That's because
nobody told me there was butterscotch.
I ate them all.
When somebody tell me there was butterscotch?
How many did you have, Jim?
I think there were four in a pack. I had three of them.
I just loved it when
because I had one.
Okay, so that's it. We're the guys to blame.
I just loved it when you had half of it stuffed in your mouth and you just tried to talk.
And you're like, okay.
We literally had okay.
What do you think, Jim?
Turn his mic down for a minute here.
Radio 101, the first thing you never do on the radio is
eat on the air.
Those were good. Those were Quick Trip cookies?
Yeah.
So we tried going to the chocolate place.
Yeah, it was too busy.
Too busy. We would have sat, and it was cold. You had to stand outside.
Yeah.
It would have been a half an hour wait, I think.
And no one had any intention of letting us in.
No, no.
I know. Well, and you know what? I mean, that's the way it is on their days like that.
Yeah. I bet. They were adamant. Back here.
Back here, guys.
Let's go.
Because we were going to kind of maybe cut in, look for Pat.
Just kind of like, just pop in and just get a new.
Well, they were, homie
wasn't playing that game.
Nope. Especially that lady.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Very adamant.
She was like,
nope.
You ain't getting
No.
Anyway, so we kind of thought, well, we'll do it next time. But it was busy.
And we were going to, Jim and I were like, well, it's okay. We don't. And Nikki was like, bleep this. We're not going.
gonna wait around here. We're gonna. I'm cold.
Nikki.
She was like that.
She's like, I'm cold.
And she,
was
the pilot.
Yeah. So what are you gonna do?
Yeah.
What are you
gonna go?
Do you want to see your mom or not, Jim?
Right. That's right.
So. Get in the car.
That's all she was.
Worked out.
Yeah. But anyway, also today is Sock Day. All right. Wildlife Conservation Day. Wear Brown Shoes Day. That's what we're doing. We're wearing our black tops and our brown shoes, which are very fashionable.
Very fashionable.
You have brown shoes on.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a brown shoe day.
I didn't either.
But we've been doing this for a year. I don't remember talking about that last year.
Yeah.
On December 3rd or 4th, whatever day it is. Anyway, brown shoe day.
I'm not, you know, I don't have that chromosome of knowing what to wear with other stuff. Like, I'm sure 99% of the time in my life, I've worn, like, brown shoes with black sport coaters.
Didn't your mom sew on those graminals?
It's different now. It used to be when I was growing up, if you had like a blue suit or blue jacket, you'd wear black shoes.
Yes.
Now brown is kind of the thing.
I know.
That is true.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
That's true. I don't know. You know what I like though? I like the fact, like I got that one pair of shoes that you wouldn't think I would wear. They're blue. You ever see those blue shoes I wear? They're really unbelievably comfortable and stuff. But anyway, those are, you watch those pregame shows in the NFL now?
Yeah.
Those guys are all wearing those kind of shoes. Yeah. Nobody's wearing like dress shoes.
No.
Well, they get them for free.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
But that, who's the big sponsor of that? What are those shoes?
Is it Skechers? Skechers or?
No, the white bottoms, right? That's what you're talking about. But no, it's not Skechers. It's another company that makes those. And one of the announcers endorses them. So, yeah, I'm sure they're getting all the free shoes.
They get everything.
Oh, yeah.
All their suits and stuff for free.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. Right.
What do we get free? Nothing.
We get nothing.
We get
nothing free. We get nothing free.
Cookies. We love Quick Trip.
So it is Brown Shoe Day.
Yeah.
I did pull a clip. It's one of my favorite clips. You know, I get on these YouTube things where I just start scrolling and I find old Tonight Show stuff. This is the Tonight Show from 1969.
Wow.
Johnny Carson's the host. Bob Hope is one of the first guests, so you know what that's like. Then Dean Martin comes out, right? And then poor George Gobel, a comedian from back then, comes out.
Of course, love George Gobel.
So you got two big stars, and then you got George Gobel. And he had a couple of classic lines, so I've got that for you this morning.
Johnny, I want to tell you something. I'm very glad to be here. And I'm going to tell you, without me, your show tonight would have been nothing. You ever get the feeling that the world was a tuxedo and you were a pair of brown shoes?
Yes. I miss those kind of guys.
I do too. They'd come out and just talk, right?
I love those guys.
And the respect they had for each other, but it's funny that really Bob Hope, Dean Martin, for him to say that. I mean, and those guys, I'm sure, laughed.
Oh, my God. Just, they were dying.
Right.
They were dying.
That's cool. I can tell you, so I was digging through a bunch of stuff when I was home this weekend, and I'm a semi-hoarder. Okay. But anyway, so
a semi like the size of the truck hoarder, like a 60-foot semi hoarder.
I hate getting rid of things. So anyway, I found a
step one.
Yeah, I can bring it in and show you guys. It's a Christmas card from Lynn Dickey, okay, in like 1986. All right, from Lynn and his family. It says something like, "John boy, hope you and your family have a great Christmas. Just remember one thing: I made you, Lynn."
Great. That's great.
Because then I got another one of him. There was a big thing in Sports Illustrated when they played in that game, that unbelievable snowball game against Tampa Bay in 85.
Yeah.
And Sports Illustrated did a big 2-page spread on that as an advertisement with them in the huddle and the snow falling. It's like, it's 10 below, it's 20 inches of snow, it's third down, what are you going to do? You know, Sports Illustrated. And it was of Lynn in the huddle calling a play. So I had him autograph that for me. He says, "To my friend John Mania Mino, a great friend and an average sportscaster."
Wow.
Yeah.
I like that.
That game was something. People were just sliding down the aisles. You know, it was just all packed with snow.
Yeah, the next day, that was fun. The next morning, I had to shovel out our cul-de-sac, two ruts, to get out of our cul-de-sac. Because both of my daughters had... It was something like the measles, rubella or some kind of a kid's thing.
Yeah.
And I had to get them to the doctors in Kaukauna and had to shovel up my entire cul-de-sac. That was a fun day.
Mr. Dad.
Well, guess what? A quick break. Pete Schwab is going to be joining us later on. Heather Arndt, an amazing actress. Tarl Knight, an amazing young businessman in the area. A lot to talk about today. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Well, the weather didn't necessarily help, but we did find success with this year's Wisconsin gun deer season. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. We'll get some numbers for you next.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Gold Light provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Surprise! We had good success this year during Wisconsin's 9-day gun deer season. Jeff Pritzel is the DNR's deer program specialist, and he said the harvest numbers even surprised him because of how late the hunt occurred this year.
I guess what makes it unique this year is that the factor that we expect to influence the gun season harvest is that we had the latest possible opener that we can have on the calendar. And that usually has a negative effect on the harvest compared to the previous year, and that didn't happen this year. And it's a combination of we had a down harvest last year to begin with, and so it was a little easier to beat it. But we also, coming off of a mild winter last winter, that helped too. And so hunting opportunity or harvest opportunity was a little better this year.
Jeff Pritzel, he is the DNR's deer program specialist. By the numbers, hunters registered 189,622 deer harvested this year. That's up 5.2% from last year and up 1.2% from the 5-year average.
With over 60 years of experience in the auction business, Steffes Group is the trusted source for buying high-quality equipment. From farm and construction equipment to transportation and land, Steffes Group auctions feature a diverse selection of assets for whatever your needs may be. Bid with confidence, knowing that Steffes Group's team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service. Visit steffesgroup.com to view their upcoming auctions and start bidding on the equipment you need today.
And the Wisconsin Farmers Union happy to celebrate the grand opening of their Market on River. This is their headquarters for the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Market on River provides Chippewa Falls with a food hall, event venue, residential and community gathering space, as well as the Wisconsin Farmers Union headquarters. The ribbon cutting for the big event happens tomorrow at River Street in Chippewa Falls. Just a quick update on what's happening in food news for a Wednesday. More available anytime, MidwestFarmReport.com, and do check out all of our interviews on our playlist. I'm PM Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy and very windy today with off and on light snow possible, especially by early this afternoon. We'll get into the low 30s by midday, but then quickly drop into the low 20s by late afternoon. Tonight, cold, windy, 12. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's the one-year anniversary show with my first guest ever, Tune In With Me host Bill Leff. Also joining me are entertainment writer Chris Foran and Civic Media's own Joel Karnick.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a cold, a very, very cold Wednesday morning. Today is Jelly Roll's birthday. I love his voice.
Yeah.
But he's almost like, just, I don't mean this in a bad way, almost disturbing to look at in a certain way where it's like, buddy, you gotta lose some weight. You're going to die.
Yeah.
Oh, a little worried about that. And that happens to those guys. It was somebody else that was like that recently, a couple years ago. Yeah, that's not sustainable. Like, I mean, that's way too much. I mean, we all could lose, not Todd, but you and I, but we're talking 20, 30 pounds, not 200. And
yeah.
That's hard on your heart. I mean, think about it.
Can't even imagine. I mean, he's got to be, what, 400 pounds, Todd?
I could look it up.
I mean, for sure he's, yeah.
I mean, it's.
He's 350
And I
for
think
sure.
He's lost some, but he was just unbelievable. But I mean, I go to the doctor's office.
But that's
office
part of his shtick, too, a little bit.
I know.
So maybe he
I
doesn't
know.
Have as much scent of his.
I don't get the tattoos on the face, though. I just, you know? God bless him. He's one of the most popular guys around.
And he's only 40.
He's only 40 years old today. He's got a beautiful voice. I love his voice.
He's lost over 100 pounds.
Oh, yes. Okay.
But back in 2015, he weighed more than 500.
Wow. 500 pounds. Wow. Well, I'll be honest with you. I don't think I'm telling any stories out of school here, but my son Dom, you know, works for Ryan Funeral Home, and they had to go pick up somebody that was over 400 pounds one day. Yeah. I mean, that's a big thing these days. I dealt with a guy in Oshkosh. He runs, I think it's Evergreen, like old retirement
Evergreen.
Homes.
Evergreen.
Yeah, Evergreen. Yep. And he was talking about they have to have lifts these days because some of these people, you know, otherwise people are getting hurt trying to lift people. And, you know, you got to have, that's a very important thing now in these places.
Oh, that you talk about, and there's a lot of, well, everything's bigger, right? I mean, your son would tell you the caskets are bigger, chairs are bigger, everything's bigger because people are bigger, but you can really hurt yourself lifting people.
That's
so
what I mean.
They've got these gurneys now that, you know, you used to just put them down and then lift. They don't do that anymore. They're automatic because it's just so much.
Just, I mean,
500 pounds, you could pull a muscle.
Oh, my
super
gosh.
Super easy. So.
Blow out your back forever.
Do more than pull a muscle.
Yeah.
Right. Crap. Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, but he's great singer, great whatever.
I can't believe that guy's lost.
And more than that, just at one point you'd lost
100. But he was over 500 pounds. That's unbelievable.
Well, you know, I have to say this. Like, I'm an emotional eater. So if I get stressed out and stuff, if I get depressed, man, I'm going for the food.
Me too.
So I can see myself.
I'm an angry eater.
Why they call that comfort food. But
you know what I mean? When you're angry and you eat, you eat aggressively. I'm that.
Keep Mino happy.
For my weight.
But there,
for the sake of my weight. I can tell you a quick point. So AJ last night when Bex was asking about, tell me again the size of your quads. And he did this big thing about he and Shaquan Barkley for the Philadelphia Eagles. There's a contest. Who's the really king of the quadzillas? And they measured AJ's. They mentioned Barkley's. And AJ's was 34 inches. Okay? So he won and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And so Beck said, last night my mom and I wanted to measure. And I'll be honest with AJ, we're both 34 inches. Like, oh, he goes, yeah. What we did is I stood up and she measured my entire body around
her.
It was 34 inches, my entire body. So that was cute.
Wow.
Tyra Banks, 51. Whatever happened to Tyra Banks?
Not much.
She was like the hottest thing for a while.
Yep.
I remember when, and I don't know if he actually dated her, but remember Dorsey Levins?
Yep.
He did one of those shows. I don't even know whose show it was. On Oprah's maybe? About single guys and you're a professional athlete and whatever. And I think he might have gone out with Tyra Banks because he had so many women send him pictures and things like that. I remember seeing some of them in the locker room, to be honest with you. But Tyra Banks was like it. She was, and then just kind of faded off, huh?
She was, I think she was on like a modeling TV show.
Yeah.
I don't know if there was a meltdown or something, but then she kind of faded away after that.
You know who I always thought was one of the hottest women ever was, what's her name?
Farrah Fawcett.
No. Well, yeah. Yeah, Farrah Fawcett, no question. Bo Derek.
Yeah.
Okay. And then she's black. She won the Academy Award for maybe it was Monster with Billy Bob Thornton. We got to get Schwab on here. I can throw out these things and Schwab will know all you're talking about.
It's coming out in a half hour. So.
That's what I mean.
All right, let's save it for him. Okay. Save it for him.
I'll save it for him. You know who I mean, though. You guys know who I mean.
No. What movie was it?
She was in Monsters Ball. She was in Catwoman, and that kind of hurt her career. She was in a James Bond movie.
I know who you're talking about.
The poster was her walking.
Halle Berry.
Yes.
She is beautiful.
Gorgeous. Just gorgeous. Fred Armisen is 58.
So he was on Saturday Night Live, and he was also the band leader for the Late Night with Seth Meyers for a long time. But he does a lot of impersonations.
Isn't he married to somebody famous?
Maybe.
I think so. I think he's married to a famous actress. Jeff Bridges is 75. The dude, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the dude. Isn't it funny when you think of...
Lloyd?
Yeah.
What do you think of? Do you think of that?
I played softball against Lloyd Bridges. Yeah, I think celebrity softball team. I told you that in Tucson. I got a hit off him.
Washed up.
Did you get a hit off?
Yeah,
but still, yeah.
C. Hunt.
Yeah,
but when you think of him, what do you think of?
The dude. I'm the
dude. No, not Jeff. Oh, Lloyd.
The dude abides. No.
Airplane.
Oh yeah.
He was hilarious in that.
What can you make of this, Johnny? I can make a brooch. I can make a pterodactyl. I can make a... How about some coffee, Johnny? No, thanks.
I tell you what, I could watch that.
How many times have you used the line, picked a bad day to stop sniffing glue?
You know. The makeup, his hair.
I could still watch that movie.
That, me
if
too.
It's on, I can't not watch it.
Yeah, that is...
You got to watch at least 15 minutes
hilarious.
Of it.
Absolutely, and every time you watch it, it doesn't matter. It's still funny in every same location.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I... That is funny.
Leave It to Beaver's mom. I talk jive.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
How he got everybody that... That wasn't even... Leslie Nielsen, right? Who's
Leslie Nielsen.
Leslie Nielsen?
He was not a comedic
actor.
And they...
Yeah.
And he was unbelievably good.
Well, you know what's funny is I watch all the old Twilight Zone and those kind of movies, and he's in several episodes of the playing bad guys and scary guys. It's just funny because it's almost like you want him to go through that fourth wall where it's like, hey, I'm just kidding. I'm Leslie Nielsen.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
He talks about that he didn't set out to do that kind of acting, and it just caught fire.
Yeah.
And he was really, really
phenomenal.
Good.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Robert Hayes had the lead part on that, right?
Yeah.
Ted Stryker. You
know
who was up for that part?
Who?
David Letterman.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
He almost got that gig, but...
I know he was an actor.
Oh, he's not very good. He was on an episode of Mark and
Mindy. They had that show. It was a great series called Winning Time.
Okay.
Based on the Los Angeles Lakers with Magic Johnson and that whole bunch. And they made Jabbar look really bad, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And it's based on the book, and Jabbar got really mad about it. But one of the scenes was when they were shooting Jabbar's scene in the cockpit, remember?
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, it's great.
But
what they had was that little kid afterwards saying, hey, Mr. Jabbar, it's great work. May I have your autograph, please? And he says, pretty much, bleep you, kid, and walks off. And that's what they have in the movie. And Jabbar was really mad about that. He's like, no way I was like that. Why would you make me look like that? And they got a kid that looks exactly like the kid from the movie.
Oh. Yeah, no, that was funny. My dad says, you're not rebounding. You take a playoff.
Tell your old man to drag Bob Lanier and Walton up and down the court two nights a year.
He was a lot nicer than the
documentary. They showed him shooting that scene. In the movie, they show him shooting that scene and everything. Then afterwards, a little kid that looks exactly like the kid from the movie says, Mr. Jabbar, may I have you? And Jabbar in this movie or series it was basically says, bleep you, kid, yada, yada. And Jabbar was really upset about being portrayed that way. Yeah.
Yeah, when they do those documentaries and movies on people, I'm always interested what they say, what their family
says. Well, it's
says.
That, you know, what does it call it? They can't use the term documentary because then it's all factual what you're presenting. Based on fact, or
right,
what
based
is
on
a
something.
Term they can use to get away from that.
Okay.
So you can't be held liable like you're saying this is totally fact.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
One of those things. But it really made him look bad. Max Baer, Jethro, 87. Can you think of a
stereotype person
who never got another job?
No.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you another thing.
I can't believe he's 87.
Do we have time, Todd, or are we going to a break?
We got time.
Okay, let me tell you another thing he was really upset about, and I think he sued. Did you ever see the movie, a phenomenal movie with Russell Crowe, where he was, this is based on a totally true story, where he was a boxer and really on down times. What's her name with the weird eyes was his wife?
Cinderella Man?
No. Yes, no. Cinderella Man. Renee Zellweger played his wife and the whole thing. So the basis of the story, which is a true story, is he was really down and out. I mean, no work, whatever, whatever. And Max Baer Sr., Max Baer's dad, okay, was heavyweight champ of the world. Okay? Boxing champ of the world.
In the movie.
Well, he really was in real
life. For real?
Yeah. And for real life. Wow. And Cinderella Man was based on the true story.
Right.
Okay? Well, they made him, Max Baer's dad, look really bad in the movie. Calling him a, you know, a derogatory name about his heritage. And yet, and Max Baer's like, my dad wasn't like that. My dad helped him. What are you doing? What? My dad helped him. And I think he tried suing those people. So it's another case where they make somebody...
But- It doesn't sell. It doesn't sell unless there's a victim and a villain. Well, I mean, you got to have a villain in there, and it's too bad it was made out to be Kareem or
like in
Max.
In the movie Rudy, okay, where they make Dan Devine look like the villain.
Yeah.
You know, you got to have a villain. They made Dan Devine look like a villain, and he wasn't at all. What people don't realize is that Dan Devine, when Rudy was through playing, hired him as like a grad assistant and things. Like, Devine was actually really, really good to him, but they made him look like the bad guy in the movie.
Yeah.
So. Wink Martindale, 91, one of our heroes, not Todd?
Wow.
He was never one of my favorites.
No?
But, I mean, he's good.
Well, he was always that nerdy kind of, more nerdy. You know, we like the guys who are a little hipper.
He was a puker.
He was a puker.
Right?
Yeah. But I'm just saying, back in our era of game show glory.
Remember his big show?
Joker?
No.
Was it Match Game? Wink Martindale. $64,000 pyramid?
No. Something called Tic-Tac-Doe.
You're right. I can remember the board now. I see the board.
9 TV screens, right?
Yes, I see
the board.
Away
from the dragon.
Yeah, that's right, because that would... we're sorry about that.
No.
That wasn't a bad dragon. Let's be honest with you.
No, that was a cartoon dragon. I never saw it. But,
Nikki just chimed in. She said, it's absolutely Skechers shoes, you losers.
Yeah, she doesn't see the, okay,
but I could tell by the attitude of the way she
something about
texted.
That Wink Martindale, that whole the spinning the wheel thing. That guy, Bob Barker, those guys live a long time.
Yeah,
they stay in good shape with all the, you know, just I would assume a lot of cocktail parties and events. But I mean, 91, he's still going.
You know who they say was like the most down to earth guy was Jeopardy.
Well, Alex Trebek?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like funny what somebody has read an article about this young actor hit a big, not big, but bought a house in kind of like the Hollywood Hills type thing. And he was renting it. And the plumbing went out or something. And it's, oh my God. Just, well, here's a number for the emergency that they gave us. So calls, he said, hey, my pipe, my sink, I just rented this. Okay, I'll be right over. Okay. It's him.
Really?
What's his name now?
Alex Trebek
shows up with a tool belt and a toolbox and took apart his whole thing, did the whole thing, and did whatever. That was his big, like, then they show when he died, he had, like, thousands of tools and everything. Oh. But he owned a bunch of property. That's one where he made millions, buying property, then renting it to his other people. But he was the maintenance man for all of his properties. I think that's cool.
Wow.
Yeah. If you want to see a fun video, and we can't really play it because there's some vulgar language in it, but he's doing a promo for Jeopardy. And you can look it up. It's a phone-in promo. Remember the old days you could phone in and play the game, right?
Yeah, I do.
So he's standing there with a phone. He's got to read the copy, and he does the promo. And you hear the voice of the director go, they want you to do it one more time. And he says two words, bleep them, or bleep it.
No kidding.
Yeah. You can actually find that online.
Wow.
It's actually really funny to see him say that.
Wow.
But he was not out there in terms of a big personality.
No.
He was pretty
was his
chill.
Shit.
And I remember when he was dying, too, and just, just took it all in stride.
Yeah.
It wasn't,
But that's Todd and I. That's still our
I'd
dream in life
to
is
that.
To put together a show.
You know, and I would like to invest, I'm not saying with you two, but I think the cost of production is very low.
Yeah. That's why
the cost of production is nothing.
Back in the day, it'd be all morning on all three networks.
Right.
All
absolutely.
Game shows.
You know, and then Gerithal, the people watching the stuff, you know, you focus on them and say, look, they're watching. Then they don't get up during commercials.
What did Gerithal sponsor?
To tell the truth.
No. Well, maybe. Ted Mack's original Amateur Hour. Folks, you have iron poor blood. Remember that, Ted Mack? That was big.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Peter Rapine, the managing editor of E-Bombs World.
Another dumb paid millions for a duct-taped banana. You don't get to take home the banana. You're just taking the concept of it.
They sold this for $6.2 million. A guy bought a banana for 35 cents and took a thing of duct tape and put it on a white wall.
It's art, baby.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
Welcome back to the World's Worst Trivia, brought to you by Geritol, a Goodman Todman production, or whatever the hell it is. And now, here's your host, Jim Schmidt. That was perfect.
Who texted that in?
Brian sent that
Brian
in.
Sent
Brian
sent that
in. That hurt.
Does All Jim right. produce the World's Worst Trivia
yes,
show?
Yes, he does. Mm-hmm. Yes, he does.
Creator of it.
We're talking during the break. I don't think it would be that difficult to have a profitable game show.
Oh, I think we're
pretty creative people. The demographics are out there. Yeah. You know, if we could get a time slot that's,
you know,
10 to 10:30 in the morning.
Because you just use the studio, just roll out the cameras. It's the same studio all the time.
Yeah. Do you remember?
I'd like to do it at the Tarleton or something because it's a small studio.
Yeah.
It's 150 people. That's all you need. Even though Jeopardy things, that's not that many people.
Well, yeah,
even,
I've never been. You said you've
been
there.
Carson and...
they make it look bigger.
They do. Anyway, we could do
you remember
that.
The radio show was on for a long time on NPR? It was produced out of Madison. What do you know with a guy? And it was a game show on radio, but it was kind of trivia and fun.
No,
oh yeah,
oh my God, I loved that show so much.
I had a good friend, Joy Cardine, used to work for them.
Joy was there.
You know Joy?
Right? Yeah.
Oh, that, wow.
Rob Starbucks, her husband, right? He was at Channel 5 for a long time.
I did some things for them back then. They're right downtown Madison, right? Their studios.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
That what do you know cool. was
Michael
very
Feldman.
Very popular.
Michael Feldman was the host of that show.
Got in a little trouble, but yes.
Did he?
Right?
Isn't I don't
that,
know.
Isn't
I don't,
that how he got?
I don't think so. I think it was just I don't know. But then the announcer was Jim Packard was the announcer.
Oh, Jim Packard, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we should do it. I think we should do it.
We'd have to keep it quiet as much as we talk on the radio. We
don't want people to steal your ideas.
No, this could work.
Yeah,
this
I do
one
too.
Could work.
Yeah.
Really, this I think people enjoy those shows.
I know they do.
Following with you guys will be pretty strong, and that's what you want. But we don't want you to come back and then hold out for big contracts. So I'll write that on there.
No guarantees.
I make those decisions.
There was a lot of conversation and fun, and then they throw in a question. That's what that show was like.
All right. Yeah, like I was telling Jim, though, like me and Nick, or even with Murph or whatever, we used to do trivia all the time, all the time, all the time. But you can't anymore because people look it up right away.
Right, it's different now.
You know, what is the longest river in Europe? And people just, blah, 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 and boom, everybody would have the answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you can't do it over the phones the way we used to.
No.
But you, Todd.
We can bring them in studio.
Yes, Todd, this is your challenge if you choose to accept it.
Okay.
What was that from?
Mission Impossible.
Wasn't that when you'd hear that music?
Love that show.
Oh, man.
That show was great. And when they would make him up the face.
Will self-destruct.
And then I know.
That was Martin Landau?
Yeah. Take it. Yeah.
That was a great show.
That was a great show.
Well, okay,
That was a great show.
But what's coincidence with that? Who played a very stern guy that never smiled, never laughed, never whatever, and you would never expect to see him?
An Airplane?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can't think of his name.
Jim, right? What was his name?
The gray-haired guy.
Yeah.
He was James Arness's brother. He was Matt Dillon's brother in real life. But he was the pilot in Airplane.
Well, he was one of the big guys, right?
Yeah.
Peter Graves.
Peter Graves, that's who it was.
Peter Graves. But, I mean, he went from this very, very serious show to the most screw-up.
Like, what's his big line? You ever look at...
You like Gladiator movies?
Yeah.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Right. But that's that thing, that whole thing with...
Okay, one of my favorite scenes, that's like an Iris Casey, is when we had she had to reinflate the...
Right.
And then she's sitting back smoking a cigarette.
You know, what that producer did was he took kind of people who were a little bit stereotyped and put them into a character, and that was half the fun of
watching it.
It's like when June Beaver.
No question.
It's like, this is too funny.
No question.
Straight-laced people.
Right.
Yeah. And then he put them in these situations.
Bizarre, funny situation.
And I don't know how much he paid them, but they were like, no. A lot of people today, no, I wouldn't do that. But they did it, and God, were they fun.
Oh, man. Like I said, if you're switching around to that sun, you got to watch at least 10 minutes. I love the part where the guy just won't stop telling a story, and he comes back, and the Japanese officer committed Harry Carey.
Guy keeps talking.
Love that show. Love that movie. Wow. But yeah, so we got to work on that, Todd. Game show.
I've been thinking about how we could raise money for a charity.
Okay.
I know some stations do, like, we'll play whatever song you want. You just got to pay $5 or whatever. I'm thinking we put you guys on the air, and we don't let you off the air until we raise a certain amount of money.
All right.
And we could do things like trivia. We can do all sorts of stuff.
Okay.
We normally do.
Like Sam Malone when he's auctioning off his jersey.
Oh, yeah.
Guy's like,
sure.
Oh, yeah. So you wanted it, huh? No, I was just sick of listening to you.
Yeah.
Bang.
Yeah, that could happen, too. Yeah.
No, the game show, though, the game show's got to be fun, funny, but it also has to have a little bit of suspense in it.
Yeah.
You know, like, you look at some popular ones, or it's always the pyramid thing, or, you know, when you play for the big money.
Yeah, there's always the lightning round.
Right, round, or... Yeah,
I guess that new show that Rob Lowe is hosting has gotten really popular.
Really?
The Floor?
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
No. I mean, I've seen it on, but
I was reading like that's popular.
They're bringing back Hollywood Squares again.
No.
Yeah, that'll be coming this
Who's
winter.
Hosting that?
I can't remember.
Charles is gone, right? Charles Nelson Reilly?
Well, he was on Match Game.
I always get those two mixed up. I always get those two mixed up. Yeah.
No, Hollywood Squares, that's the one with Paul Lynn, right?
Correct.
That one. Yep. Okay, where they kind of drank between shows.
Oh, no question.
We could make that happen.
Nate Burleson. He's on CBS Mornings. He's...
So he's the host?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're not getting game show hosts anymore.
Yeah.
It's like Michael from Good Morning America, Michael...
Strahan?
Yeah. They're getting people like that.
Who I just don't get. I'm sorry. All the people in the world you could hire to do all these things, Michael Strahan?
And why would he do it? I mean, he's got
19 different gigs.
Well,
going.
But he's a good-looking dude, probably can pull it off, you know, all that kind of. You got to have a nice smile and not wear plaid anymore.
Yeah, I don't know.
if we do a game show, I'm wearing plaid.
I think we should. What if we do?
I'm dressing it's 1975.
I think we'll wear
right now.
What's good about you don't have to do a hell of a lot, Johnny. You got to keep the glasses.
What if we played Match Game with local celebrities in the studio?
Love
with
it.
You guys.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
Jim?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm trying to think how the audience participates.
Can I just throw in one caveat here?
Yeah.
Okay. He is banned from the show. If he tries analyzing every question and
rules.
When I was at Harvard, the professor even talked about this. I know this for a fact.
All right.
Quick.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as our old friends Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson, Senior Advisor at the Lincoln Project, join us. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.